The Valentines has been making waves in classical music and opera for a while now, and just lately here in New York, he seems to be almost everywhere. Tonight he's making his Carnegie Hall recital debut. Precious Fondren reports.
The Valentines has had a busy couple of weeks. When we spoke late last month, the Virginia-born bass baritone was preparing for the release of an opera recording on which he portrays Malcolm X. And he had just performed Everything Rises, a new work he created with violinist Jennifer Coe at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. The two-person show explores their journey as performers of color through the mostly white classical music space.
I've been fairly busy for a while now, but this is a really unique time when a lot of projects that I'm very personally connected to are happening all at once.
Time still hasn't slowed down. Last week, he debuted with the New York Philharmonic, and tonight, at Carnegie Hall, he'll perform a program called Recital No. 1, Mass. It includes a piece he co-wrote to honor Breonna Taylor. Tynes envisions his work as stretching the boundaries of what classical music can be and what impact it can have on an audience.
But also, hopefully, allows art to be something that's concerned very directly with its social context, and I hope that that endeavor of socially contextualizing art is possible for all sorts of artistic output, not just quote-unquote activistic work.
Opportunities to pursue that mission continue to arrive. In January, he'll join BAM as its first artist-in-residence in more than a decade. BAM Artistic Director David Binder says institutions can learn something from the way Tynes brings different artists together to make work that is exciting and surprising. Tynes says that work comes from being honest about his personal experiences.
I've been engaging in work that hopefully pushes the boundaries and expectations of what classical music can do by trying to offer pathways for artists to engage their intersectional identities, as well as for audiences to think about the larger social context that they connect to, and also how they as individuals are expressing their lives through their engagement with art.
Precious Fondren, WNYC News.
Longer than I can say.